I want to reiterate what Lydia just said. Not Marla, Lydia. All these darling women, what can we do? If you don't have a will, all of your estate goes to the government. Goes through probate, gets transferred in different ways. So you do want to, even if you just have a car, you actually don't want to just donate that. So it's a good idea. You can get simple ones even online. So just do it. It's really, really important. It was a good word, and 401k is a deal. It's free money in your pocket every month. If you don't have it, sign up. It's a good idea. Today I want to normally start off with an award that I give to somebody in the company. Today I want to do an award for all of us. I just want to start by saying how grateful I am for all of you in the room. It's one of those things we absolutely, none of us could do this on our own. We all have roles, but every role is important. And I want to start with, I'm going to go around the building. I'm going to start with customer service. Because what we do in customer service, we hire people with a high level of mercy in their soul, and we throw them on the phones to talk to people who are crabby. And honestly, we do that deliberately. Because you don't want somebody who's hard-hearted and goes, I don't care about your problems, just go away. We want somebody who cares and says, let me help you with this problem. Let me get to the bottom of it. Let me make sure you're cared for and loved on. So our customer service people, we have awesome customers. I mean, they're wonderful. They're terrific. They're amazing. But sometimes they call with a legitimate beef. I know when I was paying off the bills 1,000 years ago when I was in charge of finance, scary thought, I had a legitimate deal. A vendor had mischarged me. And I called on the phone, and I was loaded for bear. I was in the right. And I got on the phone, and the woman was she was so sweet. She was so nice. Oh, I totally understand. It was one of those where there was an instant diffusion. And that's actually what we want our customer service people to do, to diffuse a situation that could be ugly and make sure our customers are heard and cared for. So customer service, I salute you. I couldn't be on the phones to save my life, and blessings on you for the things that you do. Whew. Don't make me do that, because mercy is my lowest gift of all of them. Sorry. We move from customer service to our advisors. They're the people who are on the phone with people who are calling with questions. And I thought, who in the world, if you're a potential customer thinking about doing something so odd as homeschooling, who do you ask for advice? Go to your friends? Well, maybe. Can they give you good advice? Do they homeschool their own children? Do they know what should be done? Do you go to your family? Probably not. If you're like my mom, she said, why are you homeschooling your kids? There's a great Christian school just around the corner, so you might not even get the support you need from your family members. So our advisors, they get on the phone with customers and they say, let me help you figure out this conundrum. How do we get to the bottom of this? Let me wrestle this through with you. And our advisors have been exceedingly busy because of the great promotions we've been doing, and they've just been on the phone almost nonstop. So blessings on our advisors. Necessary, needed, important, strategic. We get to finance as we move around the room. Come on, oh, come on. Finance is one of those areas where if we don't pay our bills, we don't get product. Okay, so we don't have anything in the warehouse to ship if we don't take care of our vendors. But finance does so much more than that. They also look at all the statistics that are coming in. They look at how many customers that are new this year and how many are new last year and how does this compare. And honestly, finance is the regulator of the company. They'll say this, say to me, we probably shouldn't do that because that would put us at risk in these areas. They're the voice of reason that we absolutely have to have. And they not only look at kind of the big picture globally, but they give insight and wisdom to the management team. So finance is super important. Grateful for them as well. Purchasing. I think all of you know that Pavitsa brings in every book in the building. Okay, she brings in every book. That's not all she does. She brings all the office supplies. If you need an aspirin, she brings that in. If you need a paper plate, she probably buys that too. I mean, you're thinking the breadth of the company. Pavitsa brings it all in. We couldn't do it without her. Couldn't do it without her. We wouldn't have the product that we need. Not only does she do that, she tries to get better discounts every time. I think, oh, Pavitsa, you're amazing. And who can do it as well as she does? And one other thing she does for me personally is I request a lot of sample books, and she writes all those vendors and the piles of books that come in. She manages all of those as well for me. Not only me, but for Amy as well, who probably does even more than I do. But blessings on Pavitsa for all the work she does, and we couldn't do it without her. And then we get to receiving. And you think about how many tons of cars worth. Okay, if a car weighs 2,000 pounds, it'd be interesting to imagine how many cars the men in the receiving side of the building lift over the course of a summer. It's a big, big amount, and it's probably why they're as strong as they are. But they not only receive all the books that come in. Sorry, Nate. They not only receive them, they know where they all are. Think about our huge warehouse. And if you need a title, who do you, and you can't find it, who do you go to? You go to Mark or Nate and you say, I actually need this title. Where in the world is it? What would we do without him? We'd be wandering this warehouse going, help, I need the Wizard of Oz or whatever title it might be. And they find places for everything that comes in. I don't know if you know how many titles come through our building, but I was talking with Mark the other day. He said, in these shelves right here, we're saving those because we know we need to put the language arts IGs when they come in. Thinking, I had no idea. It was as tight as it was back there. But to make sure it's safe back there, that we can all get out, that there's maneuverability, our receiving people handle all of those issues that we actually need them to handle. So kudos to the receiving team. Our warehouse team is also critical, right? If we couldn't put our books in boxes and get them out to our customers, and we want them to be non-crinkled, we want them to be professionally done, we want them to be in the right order, we want them to get exactly what they want. Our warehouse team is amazing. And if the receiving team is receiving all these books, the warehouse team is also shipping out carloads of books to our customers. Strategic, necessary, needed. And it's not only just the work that they do, because I do appreciate that, I really do. But I also love it when people speak up. There was a situation recently where I said to our marketing team, I'd love to send a gift to everybody who ordered early. There were reasons for that. I just felt like they maybe would have felt hurt that they hadn't gotten all the great deals that came out in early April. So I said, okay, I'd like to send everybody a bag, and I want to send them a coupon. I actually wanted to send the books, but that's going to be way too much money. So what happened was, I believe it was probably Lisa, who came to Lydia, who came to Wayne, and said, you know, Sarita, we actually will have a really hard time doing that because we don't have pick tickets for these people. We'd have to generate all of those, and we'd have to put them in a box. We're adding a ton of work in a situation like this. Oh, Wayne called me up, said, do you really want to do that, Sarita? I said, no, I don't, actually. But I need to hear from people who have more wisdom than I do. I don't always remember how it worked in the warehouse. I did it a long time ago, and I think your systems might be a little bit different. But to figure out how to do things the most effective way, wow, send me an email, talk to your supervisor, talk to Wayne, catch me as I'm running through the building. I want to hear your very best thinking and insight, and I'm grateful for that. Saved us a ton of effort and energy and money and glory, hallelujah. IT, wow, another department we just couldn't do it without. I think most of you know the majority of our orders come in through the computer system, and if that's down, we actually lose a whole day's worth of sales. And honestly, what normally happens is, if the computer system's down, we never regain that day. When we look at the stats over the course of a year, we have a day that's down, and that day never recovers. So our systems have to be up. They have to run well. They have to integrate well. We have IT is one of those critical pieces where we actually can't do business without them. As a management team, we've talked about what do we do in case of an emergency when the building's destroyed or whatever. Wow, we need to make sure IT is running. So it's one of those things where we just absolutely have to have them as well. Product development is, of course, our key product is our IGs. Product development, you haven't seen much of them. They've been heads down, just focused on getting the product out for our customers. I don't know if you've seen them, they're beautiful. The Science IGs are full color, they're gorgeous, the Science K-I-G. But the other ones all have beautiful blue coloring, the design is so beautiful. They've been cleaned up and organized and gone through. We've done 4 days, we've multiplied the number of IGs. This was a year where our product development team needs to be raised up, and we have to say, blessed are they, for the work that they've done. It's just been wonderful And I think our customers are just going to be so pleased with what they've come up with. Design. Liz, of course, always brings a beautiful template to the things that we do. Our catalog is gorgeous. The things she puts out are, we just kind of look at them and shake our head and go, that is just beautiful. Here's another example, though, of how to speak and to hear and to talk with one another and encourage one another. We had a big meeting. We needed new IG covers. We felt like they were kind of stale and we wanted to freshen them up. I think it was in the middle of the catalog season when Liz, of course, is just heads down and buried, but we had to have them done because they had to be the photos. It's one of those where it's, you know, when you have the story of the, oh, I got a new couch, now I need a picture window because the, anyway, that whole story. It was one of those where we had to have the IG covers for the catalog, but they had to be done in a hurry because the photographer, I think, was coming the next day or something. So we had a meeting. We're in the room here, all of us together, and we talked about what type of a picture could go on the cover of each IG. Because we wanted to have them kind of match what we were studying at that time. So we were bouncing ideas off, and Liz just took down notes of what, and she had the ideas done the next day. Because then you go to stock photos and you say, I need a picture of Monticello. Ding, here it is, we'll pick this one, Glory, and we're done. It's an idea of how we can all work together and learn from one another. It's a huge way to move forward. Marketing. What would we do without marketing? How would we let people know that we have a terrific product? How would we get the word out that we're people who they might want to try? There's a lot of things marketing's doing really right now. So all the numbers on social media are up. We've been able to kind of crack that nut that I talked about last year that we actually had to figure out how to do that. The conventions, the beautiful new booth design, the people have been wandering in. That's been good. We've had advisors who've been able to talk with customers that have questions about things. We've been getting out interesting emails that have been really fun. This whole month, the emails will all be on why reading is important. What a great message to be able to send out to our customers. Important department. We couldn't do it without it. Bookshark. We also have a very small department at Bookshark. I think you have 4 people in your department. And I think every month their sales go up. I mean, that's just amazing. What would we do without Bookshark? Sometimes it actually helps the Inquisicor numbers look better because the Bookshark numbers are rolled up into that whole thing. Just with their very small team, they take care of all of their customers and go to the conventions and make their product look really good. Bookshark, what a blessing that all is. And our managers. I depend on our managers. They keep me up to speed on what's happening in different parts of the building, what things I need to be aware of, what challenges we're facing, what types of things need to be addressed. I couldn't work without my management team. They give me pushback on things that I say, well, I'd like to do this, and they, well, maybe, have you thought about this? Again, it's the hearing from one another. Let's hear and think through how to do things a little more effectively. So all in all, I think we need each other, right? We need each other's work. We need to value each other's work because each role is important. Each thing that we're doing in the building links together. Go ahead. Did I forget returns? It's blondness on my part. And we have to be able to, because it's such a small amount of our total company. No, that's good, Nicole. Thank you. I'm grateful for Rachel and the work she brings and cleanly gets through all of our IGs and gets through the books that comes back. And the ones that are resaleable, she makes sure go back on the shelf. And the rest of them will sell in our used books. So thank you, Rachel, for what you do. Good job, Nicole, as I'm walking through the building thinking, which ones have I forgotten? I knew I would. But all in all, we need one another. We need to honor one another because each role is critical. Each role is important. And as the leader, I often feel like there's a verse from the Old Testament. Now you have this wonderful King David who ruled Israel for years and was just beloved by the people and the country just soared under him and was just the highlight of Israel's history. When he gets to the end of his life and he's ready to take over, he's ready to pass over the reins to his son Solomon. Solomon has this incredible prayer. He says, who am I to lead these great people? I'm not smart enough to do this. I'm here to tell you that that's often how I feel. I'm not smart enough to do this. So I need all of you to speak up, to be part of the team, to honor one another, to speak to one another, to help one another, and to be glad for one another, because I am glad for all of you. Thank you. That was not you. You don't need them.